Well, Hare Krishna, everyone. And I guess it's really Hare Krishna because I haven't spoken to you all for coming on to 2 months. Reason for that is that I've been in Vrindavan all that time, and there's no broadband connection, so there's no way to really conveniently send away large chunks of information as these podcasts take up. So you'll have to excuse me for that. Noise you're hearing in the background is the vacuum cleaner in the lounge in Munich Airport. I'm sitting here right now en route between Delhi and Budapest. I was fortunate enough to have Bhakti Vikash Maharaj on the flight with me, and we could sit side by side. He was telling me about his book that he'd been working on for really a long time on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That was very nice. And I worked on my book, the book that I was writing, which will be for the 10th anniversary. Actually, realistically, it'll be the 11th anniversary of the installation of Radha Shyama Sundar, and a book glorifying New Vajradham and Radha Shyam. I should have started it earlier, but I was really waiting for some sign, and when the sign came, it came a little late. The end result of that is that I started writing the book in middle of March, and prior to that I'd done about maybe 3-4 weeks of research and correlated all of that research, which I'm getting used to. It's quite standard for writing the books. And as I started to write, then things really took shape. Generally, when you begin to write a book, you get sort of one idea or have one concept, and as you start to write it and it takes form, you get a certain momentum, then it becomes really clear that Krishna, what Krishna wants, and often what he wants is different than what originally planned. I thought that the book would be somewhere in the region of about 100-120 pages, and I was wrong. It's about twice that much, and I've got about half that written, 120 pages. So, having talked with devotees in Hungary, probably the way that I will be finishing it will be to work part-time and try and complete the other half within the next 3 months. And then that'll bring me till the end of July. Although I make no promises, because I know that when something is based on inspiration and constant revelation, and also is dependent on meditation and prayer, it's not something that you can keep to a timetable, at least not if it's meant to come out with some type of quality. But anyway, just as a plan, the idea would be May, June, July. I would finish by the end of July, August to mid-September, do the editing work, and then it can go for layout and translation. The unit feature of this book is that it's divided into two parts. One part is like, I won't use the word shloka, but it's what we're used to, sort of shlokas in English. I'm using the word stanzas. And in short chapters, chapters ranging from 4 to 8 pages maximum. But on each page, when you open up, on the right-hand side is the text, on the left-hand side is illustration. So there'll be an illustration, picture, drawing on every page, and or leaf, actually, sorry. A leaf means 2 pages. And on one side will be illustration, the other side will be the text. And the text will take up about 60% of the writing. The other 40% will be at the end, which will be all supporting evidence. And that's in the form of endnotes. And that's also quite extensive, so that I'm keeping out too much proof and proving things from the main body of the text, and I'm leaving that until the end notes. And it's going nicely. It's really quite exciting. I'm happy to be writing again. I realized that I hadn't written at all, actually, since last year. It took me a little while to get momentum in that, and even my writing last year was, or the year before, a lot of it was editing, rewriting Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, which is now, of course, out in English, out in Hungarian, and I hope that you're all enjoying reading that. I'm getting very nice reviews, Indrajumna Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj. It's very, very encouraging, particularly considering the amount of time that it takes to write the books. But I think in terms of books that I've written up to now, that book is more important for the ISKCON devotee community than the other books, although it may not be as entertaining in terms of its lila content, but in terms of its philosophical contribution, devotees seem to value it greatly. So I hope you're also reading that. What day is it today? It's Monday. It's Monday. You'll be getting this Tuesday. Nisringa Chaturdasi festival is coming up this weekend, and I have to sort of rest up because both the writing, which I was doing 10 to 12 hours a day, is really mentally intensive and demanding, in addition to which sleeping in the Vrindavan house, which Govinda Maharaj so beautifully renovated, was also a little difficult between the monkeys, the dogs, and the other ancillary noise. It was really hard to get good sleep, and for the past 3 weeks it's also been exceedingly warm during the day. So I've had to actually use, in fact, I learned how to use the AC that Govinda Maharaj installed in the room without necessarily getting pneumonia. Anyway, so I'll be resting up, just sort of getting my balance, and I'm meditating on whether I want to go back on email. If any of you have tried, you notice that I haven't been on email for the last 3.5 months. February, March, April, that's right, and half of January. And I really, really don't want to get back on the internet either. I'm really happy like this. I'd rather have devotees write me correspondence through the post, or if there's something important, talk over the telephone, send SMS. That email forum is just so demanding, aggressive, and it drains so much of my time. A lot of it, I think, is not so important, that the important things could be served in other ways, and the non-important things could save me a lot of time. Anyway, that's been a very serious thought, and at least I'm thinking of trying it this year, and I'm trying to figure out how to communicate to the GBC without getting on email. And then for the month of May, I'll be in Hungary, and beginning of June, there's a GBC meeting in North America, so then I'll go visit my mother at that time as well. And that's it in terms of plans for now. I'll be staying in Hungary for most of the year, visiting England, and really trying to concentrate on my preaching here. Preaching is always such a wonderful and enlivening thing. It's something that I'm really looking forward to doing. And aside from that, well, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing Radhe Shyam. I brought some beautiful presents for them. If you remember, some time back I made mention of a really beautiful necklace that I was planning for Shyamasundar. And Bhaktadeva Raj was from London, was really kind enough to volunteer to finance it. So I have this really beautiful golden, it's hard to describe, it's large white pearls inside of golden cage necklace, very, very nice. Aside from that, I have a necklace of Shalagram Shilas, gold necklace with Shalagram Shilas in it for him. And today I purchased beautiful earrings for Srimati Radharani. Anyway, that will be nice to see Radhe Shyam. Shyam Bihari, who was a devotee staying with me all this time, Hungarian devotee, and he was my association, he was a person who was taking care of me non-stop, morning, noon, and night. He brought back 100 jasmine garlands from Vrindavan. I just got the message from Manjwali that they reached the farm. I hope that they remained aromatic through the trip, but you've probably not been traveling for 24 hours. Boy, I'm really beat. I'm going to sign off, send a little message to the Hungarian devotees, and my flight leaves in 2 hours, and I'll do some of my correspondence in the meantime. Anyway, I hope everyone's well. Send in your questions. If I do decide not to be on email, please don't try to communicate to me through the podcast. But if you do have some questions, please do ask them, and I hope to be back in full momentum day to day. Hare Krishna.